Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Our Hot Topics are brought to you in part by Banner Fuel, and our buddy Steve Hawk is here because it's Hawk Topics on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Hawk Topics. Feels like a Friday this Wednesday. Hi, boys.
What a weird week, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you're working on Friday or no?
Yeah, I'm going to work Friday.
Oh, wow. What a trooper.
Way to go, dum-dum.
Well, here's the deal. I had nothing going on.
You had nothing going on.
Okay. Not really. It's not like I'm going out of town and I needed 4 days to be not around. So I'm going to be around.
Yeah.
Do I need to do the staycation? No, it's going to be so slow at work on Friday that one could just come in and
I see what you're saying.
A pretty relaxing day.
Yeah, it's not the worst day to be here, what you're saying.
Correct.
Yeah, I understand that.
You and old Steve Heskey over here.
Yeah.
Producer we'll Steve and I are going to be, the whole day.
I think all the Steves are in.
Steve.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
We're going to do our own show.
You should actually just pop on.
Come in. We will.
He'll be on the air, so just pop in here and be, hey, it's the Steve and Steve show.
Yeah. You don't mind, do you?
No, heavens no.
You want me to test anything overnight before we do this?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have some 4th of July fun for you from last year, then into this year. Okay, so we're going to talk about what food for 4th of July increased the most. Like, what are you going to pay more for this year than you did last year?
Ooh.
Do you have any idea?
Buns.
Let's see. Buns.
Hot dog buns. Bread seems to just be super expensive.
You know what? Only 1% increase.
Oh, my.
Wow.
I guess I don't know anything. Hot dogs? Charcoal.
Number one.
Hot dogs.
7.3% increase.
Wow. In one year?
On the cost of, Frankfurters.
It's all the ingredients that are much harder to get now for hot dogs than they were a year ago.
Clearly. That's right.
You can't find them anywhere.
Special ingredients are a hot dog.
If you had your 4th of July grocery list, at the top of the list, Americans buy the most what on 4th of July?
They buy the most chips.
That's what I was going to say. Potato chips?
Yeah, I feel like
potato chips, they are on the list, guys, but they are down away.
Huh.
Down away is only $85 million worth of chips.
Oh, is that
were
it?
Purchased.
Gosh.
But that's like
hamburger,
nine.
I guess would be.
You're right. Beef.
Is it
good
beef?
Old American
Steve,
beef.
I stopped into Costco yesterday, not to shop, but just to get a drink at the little, restaurant.
That's
there.
Convenient.
It was. Well, I was getting gas, blah, blah. Okay. So I went and grabbed a drink. And when I walked in there, the line. It was the most insane I've ever seen it. Didn't even dawn on me that it would be busy because I wasn't in that mind space of having to deal with the crowd. It's because I got to walk right past him on the way in and right past him on the way out. But the line was in the valley all the way past the check stands, like to the bathroom, if you know that store at all. And I think every cart had beef in it, obviously. And I'm so disconnected from shopping right now. I walked in and went, what is happening? And then I'm like,
Fourth of July.
Big holiday coming up, surrounded around food.
$675 million worth of beef purchased last year.
Steve, would you rather eat 10 hot dogs or 5 hamburgers in
5
one
hamburgers.
Sitting? Yeah. Is it it's because the taste would be weird for 10 hot dogs, or why would you?
I like beef. I appreciate the cow for so many reasons.
You
really do.
Are you picky about your hot dog? Do you eat beef hot dogs only?
I do, but I would not. I don't have to.
Okay, so you don't mind if it's the pork, chicken,
I just think it's too
others.
Much hot dog. 10 is just too much hot dog. I like hot dogs, but it's just too much.
Yeah, that doesn't sound as fun as 5 hamburgers.
No, it doesn't.
Not as all. And I don't think I could eat 5 hamburgers in one sitting unless you gave me at least 30 minutes.
Wow.
That would be pretty good.
I mean, it's a long sitting, but I'm going to need a half hour.
Yeah, for
Let's
sure.
Let's see how we stack up on this stat.
That's
31% of Americans will purchase some sort of patriotic 4th of July merchandise.
All right.
Will you purchase anything, Steve Hawk?
I don't know that I need to because once I did, and I just reuse it. So I have the hats and the ties and the flags and all that stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
My son used to...
Do you have a go-to shirt?
No.
You don't? Okay. You don't need it if you have all the other stuff, though.
Yeah. No, I don't think I have a go-to shirt. Maybe I have to get one of those now.
Yeah, maybe so. Producer Steve, will you buy anything patriotic or, some sort of merchandise for the 4th?
Probably not this year.
We have a neighborhood parade that I walk in.
Oh, fun.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does that get? You guys just organize it via email through
It's all board signs, all you know, in our neighborhood.
Oh, I see.
Sandwich boards all over. Hey, don't forget, somebody must be in charge because we get a fire truck to come out and spray water.
What? Very cool. Yeah. No way.
So what do you wear in the parade?
Well, that's the thing. I don't have, you know, I might find something like red shorts and a white shirt. Hey, okay. I mean, I need a blue hat. Right. Go Hawks.
I would instead do like a blue shirt, red shorts. No, maybe blue shorts, white shirt, red neck.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Well, yeah. I bet I'm up north.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
as easy to do.
It's harder there.
Well, right. I'm in a little pocket of maybe it's not going to work out.
Is so. It, though?
Well, you can do whatever you want. That's been proven.
Right.
Proven.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing
That's
tomorrow.
Cool. I like that. Good for you guys. They used to do one of those in... No, I don't think that was a... Liberty Lake did one, but I think it was the community that did it, not the neighborhood. I think, like, you know, the city organized.
Right.
I think somebody knows somebody. I don't know how it all works out. Yeah. It's been going on since before I moved into that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
The 4th of July parade, which I will miss this year up at Deer Lake where my brother's place is. He takes his camouflage duck boat. He's got a duck boat. And they just put decorations
Absolutely.
All over
I love that.
And, you know, the teenage boys that are now men, they'll paint USA on their chest.
Cool.
And they ride in it and throw It's like, it's just the most fun parade where it's just like, hey, anything's an entrance.
Yes.
You just want to walk, Steve?
Yes.
Come walk in the parade.
I love it.
I do too.
Yeah,
that's
they're
great.
Very fun. Jay, will you guys buy any
That's
Patreon?
Hilarious.
Your wife.
Of course.
Has
I mean,
millions.
It doesn't matter if we have it or not. We're buying more of it.
Will you spray paint your hair maybe?
I could. And I also don't have to worry about buying a, you know, some sort of American shirt because it's like my wife will have another new one. Like laid out.
She gets them every year.
It'll be
right.
like, oh, I got your shirt. And I'm like, perfect. So, yeah, she takes
care
of that.
Yeah, that is fun. I know. I kind of miss having that. I had an ex-wife who was the same with that stuff. And I don't, now I'm like, God, I have an event that I have to work on the 4th. Can I wear the same polo shirt I wore last year?
Of course
but
you
it was
can.
White, but I think I stained it.
No way.
Yeah.
Look how surprised
new.
We all are.
One day.
Yeah, is it blue stain, red stain?
None of us can even imagine that you would stain a white shirt.
Red like ketchup.
Oh, fine. You know what you do? You just paint a stripe right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Even if it's diagonal, doesn't matter.
Sure, it doesn't.
Yeah. If you be you, man.
Does it still fit? I don't know. I'll
better eat some
shirt.
Blueberries so you can have another stripe on there. You got
there
red, you got blue. Oh, you got it all.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, buddy, you're the best.
Kevin James.
I know I am, and you guys are the best, too, and I would tell my mom you guys said hi.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, you can get your Coyote Country cruise tickets. Simply text the word cruise to 509-441-0999. We'll send you back a link. Cruise to that number. We'll send you back a link, and the cruise is a week from tomorrow on Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Boy, what would be the
it's
chances?
It's going to be cold that night.
Yeah. What would be the chances of getting a guy like you, Steve Hawk, on one of those cruises?
What are the chances? Like, you want a percentage?
I mean, he doesn't go out. Do you go out at night?
No. Your wife?
All the way to Coeur d'Alene?
Does your wife enjoy going places?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. And she listens to this show from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's get you guys on the cruise.
Upstairs or downstairs? Where are you going to be hanging out?
Oh, upstairs.
Always,
I'll be,
all night.
I'll be DJing, playing the music.
Oh, well, so you're stuck upstairs.
Yeah.
But would you venture down? Are you going to be floating?
No, I stay upstairs.
Producer Steve.
Oh, I'll float like nobody's business.
That's what I thought. We're going to toss you over the side.
Hey,
it works. Buoyancy. Just keep saying it.
Not my phone.
I do think you would enjoy the people watching.
Not my phone. Oh, I know. Absolutely. No, I know the cruises can be a ton of fun.
Yeah, they're a lot
I
of
love
fun.
Watching people drink for 2.5-3 hours. La, 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 la. They just get louder and louder.
They do.
Hot topics.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Hot Topics round two brought to you in part by Jacob's Custom Living.
So you want to go.
Absolutely.
It was hard to tell there, but I think he does. Yeah. Kevin, do you have any more stats for Steve that you wanted to?
Oh, my gosh. Jay, I have a pile of stats over here you wouldn't believe, but I think we can. I mean, do you want another one?
I don't mind one more. I did have a question.
Statistics for the 4th of July and how we celebrate?
57% of Americans own an American flag.
Okay.
I was shocked by that. I thought it would be
low.
Way higher.
Yeah.
Now, part of the reason is where I remember, okay, this is what I got to think about. In Medical Lake, where kind of the community I raised my family in, the whole deal, mm-hmm. it's a military community.
Absolutely.
The Air Force base is
close.
I mean,
there.
There's a ton of people who either there or they work at the prison or they work at, you know, Lakeland Village or, you know, Eastern State High. So I just feel it's a lot of service people where they're just like, yeah, everybody has a flag.
Good point.
So I was thinking it's way more, but I think about my apartments now. I don't see anybody having a flag up.
We I live in a cul-de-sac, and there's like five houses that are on the circle. I noticed that the other day. My wife and I were coming back from a walk. I said, look, everybody's got it out. Everybody's got the flag out. I was like, and I said out loud, way to go, cul-de-sac. Because I was like, nice effort. And it looks cool to have all the houses with the flag on it.
Now, is it just for now?
No, most of them have it a lot.
We have somebody in our neighborhood that will go by in the middle of the night, kind of like Santa Claus.
Oh.
And in everyone's yard, you just wake up one morning and you have one of those little flags.
Oh, really?
The kind that you have on your microphone.
Oh, I see that you could plant in the ground or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. The little handheld ones.
The little handheld ones.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
And then everybody in our little neighborhood has one in their yard. It looks very, very, very good.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
And it's no select date. It's just kind of random.
No, it's right now.
Okay.
So it happens leading up to the 4th of July and the parade.
Perfect.
And all
even makes more sense.
Steve
Hawk,
you obviously have a beautiful flag you display. I mean, I just know the way you are. Like, you seem like a guy that would have it displayed with the lights and with the... Not really?
No, I'll think a little bit more as to what flag you think I have displayed.
Are you thinking of like...
I do have a flag.
You have a flagpole?
Oh. I don't have a flagpole. Well, yeah, I do. I mean, it's coming off the side of the house.
Yeah, the one that...
You have a Seattle Seahawks flag.
Not right now. Not yet.
I mean, that would be football season.
Yeah, it's coming in August. And yes, I put it up for preseason.
Yeah, I
Vancouver Canucks. Flag.
Not right now. Season's over.
You have...
What the heck?
So what season is it?
Baseball.
Oh, Mariners. Yep. Duh, what an idiot.
What
so
season is it? I don't know. It's July.
So sorry.
I mean, what happened there?
Hot dogs, you know. Yeah, I got a Mariners flag on.
Okay.
What the heck? Baseball, hot dogs, America. Did. You know.
Yeah. I forgot that.
I have a USA. I have the American flag is inside my shed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That works. And you have the one put in your lawn, so.
Yeah.
You're covered.
I guess so. As long as I have my red, white, and blue that I have to wear tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I did hear this earlier this morning. I heard this lady talking about the fact that she and her family had 3 freezers at their house. And I was like, whoa. And she seemed to think that was not that odd.
Hunter in the family? Do you know? I mean,
because
that's everybody I know has three
freezers. She did say something about
hunters.
She goes to Costco quite a bit. And I was like, well, why are you just stocking up that? Because that seems, that's weird. Is that weird?
Well, it depends on how many mouths you have to feed, but
could be. Yeah,
it's nice. Wouldn't it be great to have it where you just, I mean, when you have a lot of people to feed, for me, it would be ridiculous.
It just lessens your trips to the store, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, and it depends on what you want to get and keep in there.
How many freezers do you have? I mean, and I think, I'm guessing that you can't count the, you know, the one with the refrigerator.
No, I have one upright out in the garage. It's old, but it works great.
Yep.
Just an upright freezer with the shelves.
Yep.
And, you know, we put a turkey in there. We put some pizzas in there.
Right, yeah.
There's a bag of ice in there just for whenever we need on a bag of ice.
How many refrigerators do you have?
14.
Oh,
that seems normal to me. No, we just have the one. I don't have a refrigerator in the
You don't have a garage fridge?
No, haven't needed it yet. Maybe, you know, as times change.
Yeah.
But not right now. We don't.
I'm curious how many people have a garage fridge. It feels like a lot.
I feel a lot. Yeah.
A lot
of
my friends do. But 3 freezers. Holy smokes.
When I had a home, I had a garage fridge, of course.
Yeah.
And we had a freezer. No, it was a fridge downstairs for a while that was right where you went outside to go to the yard and the basketball court. And so, Jay, do you have one of those or is that?
A fridge outside?
No, a fridge that's like right by the entrance to go outside. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the backyard.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Because the kids are just in and out and you're like, I don't want you all running upstairs and doing, just get stuff out of that fridge.
Yeah.
We got some just falling apart fridge.
That's
and it was
it.
Like, hey, good enough. There you go. Put that down there. Put your Gatorade.
I got one of those pop coolers. You know, the ones with the glass
door?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody was getting rid of it. And I was like, I'll take it. And they're like, no, really, I don't want it. I go, no, really, I do. Yeah, so just keep water and stuff.
That's great. Only one time did I ever stop letting them use it, and that was when I said, guys, I'm done with the 14 Gatorade bottles all around the basketball court.
Like, right.
Throw them. I put a garbage can out here. Throw them away. Kicked the ball. Went inside. Locked the fridge.
That'll teach them. Take that, you kids.
Dude, your dad's snapping.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I am.
That was it. That was the last straw.
And we're thirsty.
Drink out of the hose. The refrigerator's locked. Well, happy 4th of July, buddy. Have a great Friday, but we won't see you till
Monday.
Going
to a barbecue tomorrow night. I have no idea what they're cooking.
Are you supposed to bring something?
I think so. My wife's taking care of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Is there anything
salads or something? I don't know.
Disappoint you that they cook?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I know these people.
That's the great thing about a barbecue.
He loves hockey, so I know he's, and beer. So he's cool with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing how many people are at this bar?
I don't know. I don't know how many they're invited. I think it's going to be just a couple of families.
That's almost better because the food's better.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? If you have to go 20 people, it's like, oh, boy, that's too much. That's going to be cheap food.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
It's like what I had to do last weekend. I had a whole bunch of people, and I said,
hot dogs.
Just hot dogs.
Yeah. That's the smart way to play
you're
that.
You're probably not getting ribs if there's 40 people.
No. So, yeah, it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, good. Well, happy 4th. We'll see you on Monday, okay?
Have a great weekend. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, is everyone like, guys, I love cream soda. You blankety blanks. Oh, I said that on the air. Sorry. Oh, man, root beer's cool, too.
Kevin James.
Sometimes I'll mix root beer and cream soda, and I'll have root soda. Oh, man.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. He's America's favorite basketball-playing cowboy. Here's former Gonzaga Bulldog, Rob Sacred.
Let's go.
What's happening, fellas?
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm living the dream. Every day is the dream. Some days it's a nightmare, but every day is the dream.
I missed you at Hoop Fest. Were you at Hoop Fest this year?
Oh, I was there.
Dang it.
I was there.
Man, I was there both days, almost all day. I don't know how. Usually we run into each other.
It's like Bigfoot sighting. Occasionally you just see me, you know, lumbering through the crowd.
How'd you do this year? You had shirt off, sleeves off. What kind of look did we have this year?
Sleeves maybe off, but they kept the shirt. This isn't college Rob anymore.
That's right. This is Daddy Rob, this is, Coach Rob.
Yeah, Coach Rob has to have a shirt on.
Yeah, I got to be somewhat. But I also tell my kids, hey, man. Let's be real. None of your friends' parents look like this. Let's just call what it is. You know?
That is probably a fact.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Rob, how many of the kids play?
Just calling what it is, man. Yeah. You know, that's just what it is. Okay, but honestly, I haven't talked to y'all in so long. Give me the update. Steve, have you found the Spokane woman yet?
Oh, no, not yet, Rob. I'm working on it.
Well, dude. What are we doing? This is the prime time of the season. Let's go. Come on.
It's the prime time of the season.
It is.
We got to find you a woman, Steve. What's up with that? Let's go.
That's right. It is summertime, man.
Now, listen, Rob, next Thursday is our cruise on Lake Coeur d'Alene. I am telling Steve that is the place to find a woman.
There you go, Steve. Let's go. Let's get the dice rolling.
Oh, we're rolling dice. We're rolling dice.
Shirt on, I think, though, Steve.
Yeah, most definitely.
Shirt on.
Forget that, man. That's where you show your confidence. Forget that. It don't matter. Dad bods are in.
What do you mean, Rob? What are you saying?
Yeah, he's ripped out of his mind, Rob.
Yeah.
I don't know what you got going on behind closed doors. I'm just saying. All I know is just be proud of what you got. Whatever it is behind there, just show it off.
Sounds like you do know what's going on behind closed doors, but I don't know.
Does that sound like it? Yeah. What do you got going on for the 4th?
Chasing kids.
Yeah.
What's new? I went to Vegas 2 weeks ago. Then I got Hoop Fest. And honestly, I'm ready to just chill.
Yeah.
I bet.
I ain't ready to think too much. Just relax, kick back. I got this Blackstone grill, so I'm just going to be cooking.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
Okay. So now that you have the Blackstone, the flat top, what do they call them? Flat tops?
The griddle or whatever.
Yeah. I know. Now that you've got that, big boy, is the Sacre 5000 retired?
It's just a different taste, man.
I know.
It's just a it's like Steve looking for his lady. It's just whatever the flavor of the day is. I'm just.
Is that right?
So you're still using the Sacre 5000, but that thing requires more work.
Yes, but I'm willing to put in the work, you know.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Most people don't want to put in the work to cook. They want to use their man easy bake oven called a Traeger.
Right.
And that's cool, to each his own, but, you know, I like to, you know, be a hands-on type guy.
The easy bake oven is insane.
The man's easy bake
oven. It's a man's easy bake oven. Oh, and then every guy wants to argue with me, well, it doesn't taste like charcoal. Cool, that's great. But guess what? You just cook it and put the time on and then walk away. That's not cooking.
You're right.
Might as well paint that thing pink.
Yeah, it's basically a crock pot for outdoors.
100%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Well, paint my grill pink.
Yeah, might as well. That's what an easy bake oven is, man. Come on. That's what a Traeger is, fellas.
Are you doing sports traveling during the summer for your kids or no?
Oh, yeah.
No, I've been a part with North Central. I'm back with North Central, fellas.
Congrats. Yep.
Oh, so you're going to be coaching next year for sure?
I'll be coaching next year. And
that's awesome.
Let's just get it out here. I'm not recruiting none of your kids. Guys, I'm just putting that out there. I get phone calls during the day while I'm in an excavator going, hey, you can't be recruiting people's kids. First of all, I ain't. Whatever the draw is, I'm just working with it. Let's just get that out there.
Yeah.
I am not recruiting nobody's kid, okay?
Who has time for that anyway?
I get people calling me like, oh, I hear that you're recruiting my... No. If your kid wants to come here, that's on him.
Right.
That's not my bro. That's not my deal.
Right. Yep.
Oh,
plus, you got an excavator to run.
You got an excavator and I got beef. I got beef that just came over from Montana.
What do you have?
If anybody wants bundle packets, come on and holler at me.
Wait. You have beef ready to go?
Beef ready to go. Kenny just brought all my beef, Sacre Ranch beef, all over from Montana, eastern Montana. So
like how much are we talking about? How much did he bring?
We're talking like we got a bunch of bundle packets right now. $300 a bundle packet.
Okay.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, something and you would need an excavator for?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, the excavator is for the cows that don't make it.
May they rest in peace.
Do you have a giant American flag on your excavator?
You're working right now, Steve, with guys who don't have calluses on their hands. Come hang out with me for a day, and I'll show you how to operate and move cows and do man stuff.
You know what?
Then you'll find yourself a good woman in town on that aspect. I promise you, Steve.
You know what? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a day with Rob?
A day with Rob?
Oh, my.
Okay, come.
Let's
go. I'm going to be yelling at you from the equipment, Steve, so don't get offended, but I'm going to be like, what's the grade? What's the grade? Shoot me the grade.
I don't know what any of that means.
I know, but what a great way to learn from one of the nicest people in the world, man. This guy's awesome.
Oh, man. Well, I miss you guys, fellas.
Well, you need to come in and
Rob,
see us.
Yeah, we need to have a visit from you. I know this is a busy season for you, but...
Well, it's prime season, Kevin.
I know. It is.
Prime season. I'm ready to go, man. I've been fortunate enough, you know, work has been slammed, and so I'm very grateful for all the people that have helped me out. But this is the time to go. It's summertime in the 509.
All right. Well, we're going to hit you up with a text, and it's going to be a day with Rob. We're going to send Steve out there, and it's going to be, I mean, he'll learn a lot. You could teach him the Sacre wisdom as well as what to do with equipment.
He's one of those guys that likes to sleep in. I can tell.
No, he's a hard worker. Oh, he's up early all the time.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Steve, speak for yourself. Don't let these guys talk on for you. Come on, Steve. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm a hard worker, but I'm a slow learner, baby.
Well, I mean, there is that. He's not lying about that part.
Oh, well, hey, slow motion's better than no motion. Kev knows what I'm talking about.
That's right, big boy. I actually last night said to somebody.
We're all right in my pace. Hey, that's fine. If I can get the job done, we can go slow, man.
I just said last night one of your lines to somebody. I said, I got the skills to pay the bills.
Hey, takes the boss. Hey, no, you're right. Vancouver's pride and joy. Some like to call me Sugar Boy because all I do is bring some joy. It's not my fault. When you got it, you got it. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. That's all I do, man. Come on, Steve. Get on the right train. You're on the right track, but on the wrong train. Come on, buddy. Get on this road.
You're the best, dude. We got to run. We'll set up something.
All right, y'all. I appreciate you, fellas, always. I'm going to be in there soon, and we'll set our own fireworks in the station.
There you go. Love you, buddy. We'll talk soon,
love
man.
You, Rob.
Dude. Yes, sir. Bye.
See you, bud. He's different, guys. He's different.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Dog Idol. That would be...
Oh.
Kevin James.
That would be interesting.
That would be rough.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, Steve. Kick us off.
The crook from Northbrook. I don't know. That doesn't have a good...
You're trying to figure out your little...
Oh, you're trying to do a rhyme like Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not that creative. I'll think of something.
Well, I mean, you've got like 4 days to get it done, so.
4 days?
Yeah, I mean, we'll just have you do it on Monday when we come back.
Okay. You want me to come up with a whole rhyme?
In 4 days?
It's a lot of work.
Hmm.
I'm a hard worker, though.
But a slow learner.
That's right. That can be part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so excited to be celebrating the 4th James style.
That's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, but I don't know what to bring. Are you going to tell me what to bring, Kevin?
That's actually a good question.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't... Tonight, they're just doing tacos, so we can... Steve, I don't know.
You want me to bring chips and salsa?
We might get some chips or some salsa.
What do you think about, like, brownies or something? Like a dessert food?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, that's not terrible. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can't go wrong with chips and salsa, I feel like, but, you know, maybe you could ask.
Well, I'm asking now.
Well, you're asking Kevin.
Yeah. I'll ask. I'll send a text.
You know, the thing about Kevin is...
And then what happens... pretty smart reading plays. When they... when they say nothing, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm bringing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to say, oh, don't bring anything.
I mean, I guess...
Bottle of wine.
That's always a nice gesture to bring something for the host.
Yeah.
I mean, I know for Thanksgiving, what did I bring? Some sort of something.
Stuffing?
No. I brought alcohol of some kind. Well, I brought my umpty stomach. Does that count?
Oh, maybe you did. Man, maybe you. I told you to bring some sort of...
Drinky drink.
Alcohol for the host.
Yeah. Go buy those frozen, like, you know, the little individual frozen margaritas. Those are fun.
But that requires work, right?
Final thoughts.
Kevin?
I am excited for you to go, Steve. I want to see if my brother shows you around. If he... I almost don't want to spoil... Well, he's not listening right now, so... The thing that's so funny, he has a great lake place. It's very fun. It's a cool setup. But the one thing that I feel like he is the most proud of, so many things he could be proud of, but instead it's this giant ice machine that he has in the, like, you know, there's a little house type thing on the beach.
Yeah.
To where you can, you don't have to go all the way back up to the house.
Right.
You just go into this house and then there's the, all this, you know, the ice machine and all the drinks and stuff.
That's awesome.
And that ice machine, every time he's like, oh man, yeah, there's lots of ice up. Guys, you don't have to go upstairs. There's tons of ice right there. He's so proud of that ice machine.
I don't blame him.
No, I don't either. It's great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you watch. He'll show you the whole place, and he'll be most excited about the ice.
That's hilarious. I love that. Well, it's one of those things you're like, hey, man, I sure wish I would have had this a long time ago.
Oh, for sure. It is a nice one.
I feel like both of you guys would be excited if there was an ice machine.
You have no idea.
Steve, I would love it.
Be fantastic.
All right, so you can't blame the guy.
I absolutely do not.
At all. It's just
we
funny.
Used to walk downstairs to use the one that before it broke here.
I mean, I don't know what that ice machine like that is. I mean, maybe $500.
I mean, you can get them pretty cheap, but I'm sure some of them are pretty spendy.
It's a pretty big one.
Yeah,
that's like industrial. I'd say.
Oh man,
I don't know.
Let's go. Plenty of ice, guys. Plenty of ice,
and it's so great to have. You should always tell them. Ice in the summer.
You should tell them, hey man. This ice machine's great, but can you get to one of the ones with the little pellet ice? That would be even cooler. Just to watch him go, Really, Kevin?
So nice.
Really?
He's like, no, I can't. Get out of here.
Thoughts.
Oh, by the way, my final thought, I do have to get that out.
Oh, wow, all
there.
That, it wasn't
well,
it?
Well, that was all added on to Steve. Hey, Erich, thanks for nothing. Erich.
Erich?
A-A-R-I-C-H.
Well, it's probably still Eric.
Okay. Well, why are you spelling it like that?
Well, I don't know if he spelled it.
He was supposed to be my Uber ride this morning. You know, asked for a ride because my son was going to use my car today to get his car fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And Erich, he was there. I was doing some stuff around the house. And I'm finally like, man, well, how is he not? I haven't got a little notification that he's close. And I look and it says, Erich canceled your trip.
Oh, no.
And then I looked to get another guy, and I pulled it up, and the first thing it gives me is Erich again.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, nope.
You canceled your trip.
Went to the other one, 13-minute wait for the Uber XL, and I'm like, oh, I'm out of it. I guess you don't have a car today, Tyler. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Thanks, Erich.
Thoughts.
Have you ever asked, does anyone have some pants for me? That was off the poll today.
Oh, yeah.
From yesterday's conversation.
Like, I just asked that this weekend.
Yeah. Two-thirds said no.
But reasonable.
If you love root beer, do you also love cream soda? That one was a split. That was 52% said yes. Very tight.
Yeah, that is.
Then there was some walk-offs, Kevin. Lots of landslides today. Do you know a John Adams?
Oh, that had to be huge.
90% said no.
No, oh, really?
How about that?
Okay.
How do you not know a John Adams?
I mean, you and I both know a John Adams, and we thought it was very common.
Very common name, but no. Do you Uber to work? 100% said no.
Wow.
I mean, I guess if you asked me that question, I would probably say no, but I mean, I have.
Yeah,
well, you know. And I usually enjoy the process, except for this morning.
Well, you know why they haven't.
Why?
Erich.
Gosh darn Erich.
And
double
this
A.
one is...
R-I-C-H.
Which do you... No.
No.
No. Which do you say? The 4th of July or July 4th?
I'm going to bet 4th of July won.
4th of July was the winner. As a very slight lead. The poll's still open. Very slight lead. 91% say 4th of July.
I'll have you know that I did not vote in that.
Yeah, right. The Big